As she presented the $18 million worth of cuts to the legislature's Joint Fiscal Committee, Governor Hassan told lawmakers there are two things driving New Hampshire's growing budget shortfall.
This is a challenge created by both tax law changes and by increased demand and federal law changes in our Medicaid caseload.
These issues are familiar to budget watchers. Medicaid caseloads are up. Publicity surrounding Medicaid expansion is one reason, as are federal changes that have increased eligibility. Tweaks to state business taxes, including upping the filing threshold for business enterprise taxes from $100,000 to $200,000 and exempting certain trusts from the state's interest and dividends tax took effect this year. Governor Hassan told the committee the changes are eating into a generally solid revenue picture.
When you look at our current revenue level, it is slightly ahead of plan. But when you look at what has happened to our business taxes, they are down 7.1% through October. And when you look at our I&D taxes, they are down 24% through October.
Right now, it's hard to know exactly how bad this situation is. Republicans on the fiscal committee complained to the governor that agencies haven't always been quick to provide numbers. The cuts of those span the executive branch. The Department of Corrections and Environmental Services both bear almost $2 million in cuts. Another $3 million will come from the university system. Top Republicans say this budget needs to be brought into balance.
This definitely is a spending problem.
Senate President Chuck Moore says the question is exactly how much.
I mean, reality is we know we're $48 million over in spending in health and human services, and now we're hearing numbers in other departments that we're going to be over in spending, and I think we want to clarify what those numbers mean, because if you add them all together, we're between $70 and $100 million over in spending, which is not what we planned for, and making cuts to the university shouldn't have had to happen.
Republican leaders say they anticipate the governor to get them a piece of legislation with specifics in the next few weeks. Governor Hassan says any bill will likely envision cuts to the judicial and legislative branches. Outside the hearing room, she told reporters layoffs are also possible.
We've identified 115 positions that are currently unfilled in state government. Most of them will continue unfilled, and we're hoping very much to have very minimal layoffs.
Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley says the main thing right now is to get a handle on the numbers, but he says he has little doubt about the basic architecture of the governor's solution.
Three legs: cuts, raiding dedicated funds, raising business taxes. Raising business taxes is going to be a very hard sell.
Expect any fight over business taxes to be a difficult one, and one repeated when the governor and lawmakers begin work on the next state budget after the new legislature is sworn in. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.